Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
It takes six beers to fall in love and just another one or two to cry. Such a strange day. Never in my wildest dreams did I believe you'd end up this way. You're long gone and I'm still here, another sign to keep me company. Pour me another just like the other to forget my misery.
Steve and Kim Wolf, as we kick off another episode of Minnesota Homebrew from the studios of KSRQ 90.1 in beautiful Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Steve Wolf tells me that that song, Six Beers to Fall in Love, was self-penned, and it was a favorite song with the Claxton Walsh Band when he played with that group throughout southern Minnesota in the late 70s and early 1980s. It was recorded at Briar Creek Studios in Eagan, Minnesota. Well, we have lots of music for you tonight and some beer news, so get ready, folks. Raised in the mountains of Montana, Eddie Kidd now calls Park Rapids home. His songwriting creates colors of music that are constantly changing. A pro stage performer at the age of 12, Eddie realized a vision of art drawn by rhythms and vocal melody. As a drummer and vocalist, this talent led to writing songs in just about every genre of music. Here's Eddie Kidd with Do Me Justice on Homebrew.
Well, I have been told, don't believe everything you see. So with these words of wisdom, will I choose not to believe, or that we were never real, and everything I feel, it never really happened. It was all just imagined by me. If you're gonna do this, do me justice. Please don't leave this hanging here to fall above us. 'Cause there's nothing else could be more cruel than holding back on something true. So do me justice, or just don't do this at all. Did I set you free for a while? You did for me when I made you smile. And all of this is just for your information. Well, I was never meant to be your secret hometown sensation. So do me justice, or just don't do this at all. No, I guess you could say that I have this way of understanding and overlooking the truth. I don't know why you even bother. Are you coming here just to see another side of me? Am I just here just for your information? Your simple, small hometown love vacation. Did I set you free for a while? It for me when I made you smile. And all of this is just for your information. Well, I was never meant to be your secret hometown sensation. So do me justice, just don't do this at all. Ooh, oh no. For just a little while, you did for me when I made you smile. Yeah, all of this just for your information. Well, I was never meant to be your secret hometown sensation. So do me justice, just don't do this at all.
Cleveland Gackle is originally from Western Australia and provides the lyrical force behind the group. Cleveland has written songs for many years but has managed to remain irrelevant despite his best efforts. When Cleveland finally arrived in the U.S. and settled in Fargo, North Dakota, he immediately knew his mediocre existence would attract absolutely no attention and that his plan for owning a group home for displaced Eastern European hairdressers would come to fruition. Virgil Trucker was born in a little town about 90 miles west of St. Louis, Missouri, during one of the biggest winter storms in recent history. Because his mother was unable to get to the hospital, Virgil was delivered by his older sister, who at 9 years old was so grossed out by the experience, she dropped him headfirst on the green and gold shag carpet, causing a permanent reconfiguration of his skeletal structure. The good news is that now modified digits allowed Virgil to become an excellent keyboard player. Virgil lives near the famous Lake Wobegon area in Minnesota. Although he has met Garrison Keillor, he doesn't look anything like him, and he refuses to wear red shoes. Here's the Gackle Trucker Band with Going to Jail.
I'm at my computer on the internet, www.love.com, looking for advice on our relationship. The invitation said, ask Dr. Tom. My fingers clicked away, I clicked, I clicked, I clicked, and soon the screen turned a shade of blue. The doorbell rang and the sheriff called my name. We're here to put the cuffs on you.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to jail. I swear I didn't do it. Can you post my bail? Take out a second mortgage and save your only son. Mom, I'm going to jail.
Went to the mall to buy myself a book. Barnes and Noble are my friends. I got myself a coffee and I thought I'd take a look. Flip through the pages to the end. I need to hit the bathroom before I hit the road, so I took the book inside the can with me. Sirens and alarms went off throughout the store. Dogs and cops soon surrounded me.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to jail. I swear I didn't do it. Can you post my bail? Take out a second mortgage to save your only son. Mom, I'm going to jail.
Driving down the highway late one afternoon, Gackle Trucker on the radio, bobbing and a weaving all across the road. Pretty red lights began to glow. Smokey pulled me over and stepped out of his car. Yelled out, where's that fire? He said, you're doing 90 instead of 55. I guess I shouldn't have called him a liar.
Hey, Mom, I'm going. I swear I didn't do it. Can you post my bail? Take out a second mortgage to save your only son. Mom, I'm going to jail.
Sitting in my cell, I wish I were at home. My roommate, he keeps making eyes at me. It's dark, it's crowded, it really smells bad, and everybody's innocent except me. There's a fight in the yard, and everybody starts to run, minding my own business in my cell. It doesn't make a difference, they throw away the key, another 20 years in this hell.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to jail. I swear I didn't do it. My bed, take out a second mortgage to save your only son. Mom, I'm going to jail.
Here's an artist that we played last week on our Twin Spin. Here's an artist we played last week on our Twin Spin show, Dave Cafell. Dave's from Waite Park, Minnesota. His first CD was from 2009, titled The Road Ahead, which he followed with 2012's No Substitute for You, which garnered the talents of John Wilbur, Jim Karen, Randy Mickelberg, and Adam Hammer. The CD features instrumental banjo tunes, moody folk songs, jazzy novelty numbers, rock and blues, and R&B. One track even features his daughter, Emiliana, reading from her prize-winning short story titled Eight. Dave's third album, A Thousand Shades of Blue includes traditional blues while exploring and expanding the boundaries of the term. Dave has an amalgam of influences all the way from Muddy Waters to Harry Chapin. Dave typically performs more than 250 shows a year in theaters, libraries, festivals, listening rooms, and private homes. Here's Dave Cafella with Wide Open Spaces on Minnesota Homebrew.
There's a crazy woman running through the grass. I see her and she wanders by. There's wide open spaces in her eyes. She climbs so high.
Next here on Minnesota Homebrew, one of our favorites, Larry Cease, a singer, multi-instrumentalist who writes rock, pop, folk, and alt country. You name it, he writes it. Larry's music can best be described as a melodic, progressive hybridization of rock, folk, and jazz, soaring songs of love, longing, and wonder that shine harmonically. We've mentioned he's been inducted into the Minnesota Hall of Fame, a music Hall of Fame, four times with the Delcounts, the Ravens, Stillroven, and Canoyce. Larry spends February and March in the Dominican Republic, where he does a solo gig at a beach bar. Talk about cool, huh? Here's a lively tune by Larry Cease titled Let's Go.
My heart was light as a skipping stone. till I found out I was in love alone. Came home from fishing, caught her kissing her catch of the day. Took a long time healing, now you're making my heart want to play. Let's go. Saturday morning, produce aisle. We grab the same apple. You gave me that first smile. Made me feel so daring. I said, let's go share it in the park. In the joy of discovery, we wound up talking till dark. Let's go.
Another one of our favorite writers here on Minnesota Homebrew, David Hanners, and he's the only one we have who has earned a Pulitzer Prize. He sent us this song about a coal town in Pennsylvania and how they are all waiting for the thousands of new jobs in the coal industry they were promised in the just-finished political campaign. Here's David Hanners with Union Town.
Declared war here in Union Town. They struck for rights and better pay in Union Town. Guards put five strikers in the grave here in Union Town. Here in Union Town. I come home from Desert Storm to Union Town. Run a cutter like my our coal made that blast furnace roll in Union Town. China dumped steel and they shut the doors here in Union Town. Here in Union Town. Trusted politicians time and again in Union Town. UNW even helped them win here in Union Town. They get to Washington and forget Union Town. Jobs they promised we ain't seen them yet here in Union Town. Here in Union Town. From the closed down mines of the Chestnut Ridge in Union Town to the ghosts of the Homestead Mills north. Working man won't catch a break in Union. mortgage bills and hell to pay here in Union Town. Here in Union Town. King Cole built houses up and down this street in Union Town. Foreclosure signs now all you see here in Union Town. Well, the wife says we should get out now, leave Union Town. Be the last one standing in a ghost town here in Union Town. Here in Union Town. Here in Union Town.
You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Nothing but purely original tunes by folks with some sort of Minnesota connection. Well, up next, Amy and Adams. Amy got her start in her hometown of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, and Mark is a native of Marshalltown, Iowa, although life and music took him to Oregon, Colorado, California, and Wisconsin before joining Amy in Minnesota. For over two decades, they've entertained and touched folks in Minnesota, the Midwest, and beyond at restaurants, coffee shops, wine bars, wineries, schools, churches, libraries, city concert series, art fairs, weddings, elder care facilities, as well as live on radio and TV. Their new CD is titled Home With You. Here's a tune from that CD, For Somebody.
Somebody just like you, someone who would want to love me too, someone who would hold my hand, someone who's so glad that I'm her man. Seems to go my way. When the sun keeps shining bright and the moon reflects it into night, then I'll hold your hand as we dance. Love that lasts till time is through. love the way that love's supposed to be. For somebody just like you.
Ooh. Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, it wouldn't be a Minnesota Homebrew without some beer news. This comes from GoMinnesota.com's online site by Melissa Turtinen, published November 25th. 2016. Urban Growler wants to start canning its beers, but it needs your help. The St. Paul Brewery, which is the first woman-owned brewery in Minnesota, is launching a campaign to raise $60,000 for a canning line with the hopes of releasing its flagship beer, Cowbell Cream Ale, in cans by early next summer, a news release says. The funds will go toward Urban Growler's expanded brewery space that will include the canning line and additional brewing equipment, which will boost the brewery's capacity by 3,000 barrels. Almost all of that beer will go into cans, the release notes. The roughly month-long can starter campaign will launch on Urban Growler's website December 1st, and rewards for people who donate include limited edition swag, insider access to the brewery, and, of course, beer. Fundraising is nothing new for Urban Growler. It has to rely on crowdfunding since it opened in 2014. When our vision of Urban Growler began, it was an uphill battle in a male-dominated industry. We were denied funding by more than 12 banks. We relied on people who believed in our quest, and without them, we might not be here, co-founder Jill Pavlock said in a release. Sometimes it takes a village to make things happen, and Urban Growler is just that. Now, why cans? Canning beer will help make Urban Growler's beers more accessible and allows people to bring the beer more places, Pavlock said in a release, adding, "We can't wait to be part of that." Switching to cans has become quite popular in the brewing industry in recent years, the Brewers Association reported in 2015, with one of the major reasons for turning to cans being their convenience. People can bring them more places compared to glass bottles, like to the beach, the golf course, or music venues, or to my son's softball games. But not only are cans more portable, they can also help keep beer fresher. Cans block light and are an effective barrier to oxygen. Both of these can cause off flavors in beers. Ryan Petz, the CEO and co-founder of Fulton Brewery in Minneapolis and a member of the Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild Board, told Go Minnesota earlier this year. So for more information on the canning trend, you can click on the links there on the website. You know, we really should mention that Urban Growler's website is www.urbangrowlerbrewing.com. Check it out and help them out on their Fund a Canning line. Up next on Homebrew, Courtney Yasmine. Honesty is a quality getting rarer and rarer in rock and roll, but you can see, hear, and believe it in Courtney Yasmine. The New York City-based singer, guitarist, songwriter draws from a poisoned well that runs deep, harsh reflection, brutal frankness, bittersweet inspiration, brief flights of sexual fantasy and blistering romance and saving graces. Courtney now lives in Minnesota. You can find her at Courtney Yasmine, that's YASMINEH.com. Here's Courtney with Ballad to My Other Self.
Call and tell me all the things you've done since you went away. I'm afraid I'm being left behind. I can listen, but I have so little to offer. I see a chasm wide in between us. Makes me lonely to see you move on. It's the way of the world, and maybe they're right when they say never go home again. I was caught up in a different time. My heroes have all been picked apart by people more savvy than me, who say they know what it's all about.
playing new acoustic music. The Jim Ruiz Four is Jim Ruiz, Charlotte Crabtree, and Emily Ruiz. They hail from Minnesota, Minneapolis specifically. And speaking of Jim, musician Allison LeBon says he's such a total nerd. There's nothing sex, drugs, and rock and roll about Jim Ruiz. Here's the Jim Ruiz Four with Down at the Viking on Homebrew.
The Viking, it's on my night out with the guys. It's nothing exciting, usually it's Roger and Dan and I. To my line is one more premium. It's better to laugh than cry. And those dangerous West Bank women ignore us as they walk by. So pick up the pieces, pick up the pieces of your life. Don't matter what she says, we're here to tell you that you're right. Write all our own history. We'll put you on the winning side. As your propaganda ministry, we'll see history treats you right.
We trust you're enjoying today's show here on Minnesota Homebrew. Up next, a group called Idle Wheel, which is comprised of Jack Sundrud and Craig Bickhart. Now, Jack, as you know from previous shows, is a singer-songwriter from the town of Oakley, what I like to call Minnesota's musical hotbed. Jack formed the group Podipto, which gained quite the following in Minnesota. Then Jack hightailed it to Nashville to follow his dream. His musical resume includes touring with Vince Gill, the O'Kanes, Michael Johnson, and Poco. He was a member of the edgy country rock group Great Plains, whose single Faster Gun became a top 25 hit in 1992. With Craig Bickhart, he co-wrote Ty Herndon's 1998 number one country hit, It Must Be Love. Jack's released two solo CDs, and Idle Wheel has released one, and I believe they have another one coming out real soon, so I'm excited about getting that one. So here's a song by Idle Wheel titled Thrive.
Think today is a good day to throw caution to the wind, to take off these shoes and run in the rain, and make a mark on this world that won't wash away. I want to wring every drop out of being alive. I won't just fall into love again. I'm gonna dive. I want to do more than simply survive. I want to thrive. I wanna be wide open and savor the moments as they come. Explore those emotions that I've been scared to feel. Go down every road with my heart at the wheel. I wanna ring every drop out of being alive. I won't just fall into love again. I'm gonna die. I wanna do more than simply survive. I wanna thrive. Oh, I'm making the most of this time I've been given, and drink from the well where I've just been wishing. I want to wring every drop out of being alive. I won't just fall into love again. I'm gonna die. I've spent enough time just getting by. I wanna do more than simply survive. I wanna thrive. Think today is a good day.
Don't forget, if you want to submit original music to Minnesota Homebrew, our motto is you send it, we'll play it. Contact us at minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com or go to our Facebook page and click on About. Up next, the Tarvies. Paul Imholte and Carrie Oberg. They play Farmacana music. Their songs are about farms and small towns in the Midwest and the people who live there. Although the Tarvies started as Carrie and Paul, they are often joined by John Ely. Carrie grew up on a dairy farm in the rolling hills of western Wisconsin, just up from the Mississippi River near the village of Hager City, Wisconsin. I've been there many times. Paul was raised on a chicken farm in central Minnesota, where he and his brothers would feed 10,000 chickens before going off to school. Paul's grandfather was a fiddle player who passed on his music to Paul. Besides fiddle, Paul plays the hammered dulcimer, auto harp, viola, banjo, mandolin, and cello. Here are the Tarvies with Wheels Ever Rolling.
With your wheels growling through the black, black dirt, the tin bottom shares keep plowing. Another season of joyful work, wheels, wheels ever rolling. The day in the field goes round and round, 300 acres to be trolling. Done by dark if you don't break down. Wheels, wheels ever rolling. This is the land to build your dreams on, the land of your father's father. Three generations going strong. Wheels, wheels ever rolling. You fertilize, herbicide, cultivate the line before tender shoots start showing. Seeding, weeding, irrigate in time. Wheels, wheels ever rolling. The long summer days, short summer nights, muscles aching and groaning. Rising with the first sign of light. Wheels, wheels ever rolling. This is the land you build your dreams on, the land of your father's father. Three generations going strong. Wheels, wheels ever rolling. Your John Deere, your honeybee, your spreader, gravity wagon, baler, combine, your new PC. Wheels, wheels ever rolling. Being in debt is what farming's about. The soul the banker keeps echoing. You better get big or you better get out. Wheels, wheels ever rolling. Do your best for your daughter and son, and hope to see them following. Fourth generation coming on. Wheels, wheels ever rolling. With your wheels growling through the black, black dirt, the tin bottom shares keep plowing. Another season joyful work. With your wheels, wheels ever rolling. Wheels, wheels ever rolling. With your wheels, wheels ever rolling.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yes, we love to play new music here on Minnesota Home Brew by new artists. That's why our motto is you send it, we play it. Brothers Aaron and Christian Ankrum form the core of Grayshot. This alternative pop band, joined by drummer Reese Kling, has been busy, steadily crisscrossing the U.S. and parts of the U.K. and Europe, as well as writing and recording material. Their first full-length album, Stay Go, was self-produced in their Minneapolis studio. Their songs are a rare hybrid of indie depth and heart with a large audience and a ready sound that has already landed multiple placements in TV shows and documentaries for MTV, Fox, E!, Fox Sports, Buick, and others. That's impressive. You can find them at www.grayshot.net. Here they are with a tune titled Far From Me on Homebrew. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Minnesota Homebrew. Ending the night is Captain Mike and the Totems out of St. Paul. They are Mike Goldberg on guitar and lead vocals and Mike Waldman on bass and vocals. Both write melodic pop tunes that stick in your ear. A major influences, Beatles, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Bob Marley, and others. Here's Captain Mike and the Totems with Train of Thought. Thanks for joining us. And don't forget, whether it's music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.